I was due to leave for London on the Saturday morning. On the Friday afternoon, I put on my new clothes and went to visit Miss Havisham. The same little old woman answered my ring, and looked astonished when she saw me so changed.
"You," she said. "Good heavens, what do you want?"
"I'm going to London," I answered stiffly, "and I want to say goodbye to Miss Havisham. She left me in the yard while she went to ask if I were to be admitted. After a very short delay, she returned and took me up, staring at me all the way. Miss Havisham was in the room with a long spread table, leaning on her stick.
"Well, Pip," she said.
"I start for London, Miss Havisham, tomorrow." I was extremely careful of what I said. "And thought you would not mind my coming to say goodbye." "This is a fine figure, Pip," she said, making her stick play round me. "I have come into such good fortune since I saw you last," I replied. "And I am so grateful for it, Miss Havisham."
"Yes," she said. "I have seen Mr. Jaggers. I have heard about it, Pip. So, you go tomorrow. And you are adopted by a rich person?"
"Yes, Miss Havisham."
"Not named?"
"No, Miss Havisham."
"And Mr. Jaggers is made your guardian?"
"Yes, Miss Havisham."
"Well," she said, "be good. And be guided by Mr. Jaggers. Goodbye, Pip." "You will always keep the name of Pip, you know."
"Yes, Miss Havisham."
"Goodbye, Pip."
She stretched out her hand, and I went down on one knee and put it to my lips. She looked at me with an odd light in her eyes, and I left her there with both her hands on her stick, standing in the middle of the dimly lighted room beside the rotted bride cake that was hidden in cobwebs. And this time, when I left her house and walked through the streets in my fine new clothes, I felt as if all the world lay spread out at my feet.